Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast with Essan Coman, Head of Emerging Markets Research, EMEA. It's Friday, 20th May, 2022. And in this week's podcast, Essan talks about what the emerging market inflation experience signals for developed markets. The following podcast is intended for professional investors and eligible counterparties only, and not for retail clients. Any content should not be regarded as an offer to conduct investment business or an investment recommendation, but for information purposes only. Essan, inflation data across the emerging market complex continues to rise and surprise to the upside. Where do we stand with the current assessment?
Thank you, Una. So yes, inflation and inflation expectations across emerging markets is progressively becoming sticky, thanks not only to relentlessly rising commodity prices, but disconcertingly higher core inflation, which is now risking a wage price spiral. And Una, we are turning more pessimistic now about inflation across emerging markets with several key causes of concern. And our main cause of apprehension is the multiplicity of inflation shocks in recent quarters that might by itself have a damaging impact on inflation expectations. Also, the stubbornness of core inflation might mean CPI is stickier than it would might otherwise be because of growing risks of wage pressures. And also, the risk of capital outflows from emerging markets as the Fed tightens means that exchange rate pass-through to inflation is re-emerging as a theme, given the fact that inflation is already a problem across the EM space. So just taking a little bit more of these in turn and just going into a bit more detail. So first, stickier inflation expectations is being led by Central and Eastern Europe and Latin American countries. Indeed, upside inflation surprises have been more frequent here, which are causing inflation expectations to rise above target. What's more, the number of inflation shocks contributing to these upside surprises, that is global inflation, supply chains and commodity prices, means that inflation persistence is now a growing risk. Second, core inflation, of course, is adding to inflationary pressures, and this means that the risk of second-round effects is higher, and thus wages must be monitored more closely. Even countries with low or negative domestic contribution have seen inflation around the 2-4% mark thanks to global inflation. And any country with domestic price pressures could now be could experience a roughly around, anything above 5% range in terms of inflation. Third, what we are watching is FX pass-through risks. Now, the US is dealing with its own inflation problem, which puts pressure on EM inflation via increased risk aversion, capital outflows, and weaker FX. Now, while the FX pass-through may not be as intense as in the past, the addition of FX weakness to accelerating inflation may lead pass-through dynamics stronger. So all in, we are concerned that upside inflation surprises across the EM space is increasing the risk surrounding second-round effects and core inflation, with central banks likely remaining increasingly hawkish.
And Essan, what does the experience across emerging markets offer as a way of lessons learned for inflation across developed markets?
So, as the prospects of peak inflation in developed markets, especially the US, is moving closer into the radar, we view that it would be of value to examine the experience of a number of emerging markets which started on this path earlier. So first, there is the fact that price pressures in emerging markets are taking a prolonged period to subside despite the sharp and early monetary tightening. Indeed, this is a waiting game and patience is needed. That is, emerging markets experience suggests that the process of inflation peaking is going to take some time. Widespread inflationary pressures across the consumer basket not only takes time, of course, to subside, but also markets are likely to need a few more months of genuine inflation moderation to believe that price pressures have actually peaked. In fact, inflation surprises across emerging markets have generally remained large and skewed to the upside in recent months. For example, in Brazil, which was the first market to really experience high inflationary pressures and with it higher rate dynamics early in 2021, we have had upside surprises there, which have been more frequent until recently, even as headline inflation rates have plateaued. Second, with now plateauing rates in Brazil, its experience shows that the risk-reward in rates payers can worsen. That is, despite some sequential advances in inflation rates and the central bank still in tightening mode. For instance, five-year rates in Brazil have not revisited the peaks of early November 2021. And to be sure, the observation for now remains limited to the case of Brazil. Indeed, momentum in both inflation and central bank communication have remained persistently hawkish across most EMs since the start of inflation and rate cycles began last year. Now, we have analyzed a number of cases in which short spells of dovish central bank communication and rates price action have still taken place during these cycles, most notably within Latin America, especially Chile and the likes of Colombia at the end of March. And the findings suggest how such dovish spells have been associated with more mature hiking cycles, markets already pricing in exceptional tightening paths relative to history, signs of slowing domestic demand and strengthening currencies. And with this, the latest dovish communication from the central banks in the Czech Republic and Hungary amid record tightening delivery of rate hikes and risks of a sequential slowdown in growth does offer further evidence of such patterns. And the return to hawkish communication by Latin American central banks amid a rebound in domestic growth and currency depreciation, in addition to new upside inflation surprises, does really underline the importance of the elements of what we have just alluded to for a durable dovish policy shift.
And finally, Ehsan, who stands to gain most from a peak in developed market inflation rates?
So, Una, notwithstanding the upside surprise in the last release, to the extent that US inflation appears likely to have peaked potentially earlier than in emerging markets, there are likely to have implications in terms of emerging market local rates. Now, while this might be an element of relative vulnerability for emerging market rates, after the outperformance to date, there are some countries that stand to benefit from a shorter inflation cycle in the US, even as the respective outlooks for domestic inflation remain quite challenging. So based on historical sensitivities, we are of the view that the likes of Mexico could benefit more clearly from a peak in US inflation and yields, given the strong trade linkages and spillovers from the Fed when it comes to the country's central bank monetary policy setting. And also we see rates in Asian low yielders, notably South Korea, as clearer benefiters of a peak in US inflation, especially relative to high yield markets and in the context of a possibly deteriorating cyclical outlook.
Thank you very much for sharing that insight, Ehsan. Have a good week and we'll speak to you next week.
Thanks, Una. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review and subscribe and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for more information. Come back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.